diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fordham is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Welcome to our program, Sharing the Hope, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Radio. My name is Jennifer Denlinger, and my co-host is Rocky Schwartz.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hello. We are family support coordinators at Prevention Resources, an agency based in Flemington since 1971. Rocky and I work in the Family Support Center and provide support to anyone in Hunterdon, Somerset, or Mercer counties who has a loved one with a substance use disorder. We meet with family members one-on-one, in person, or via phone, email, or text, and all of our services are free. Our show is weekly on Thursdays from 5 to 6. We broadcast live on Facebook, and the shows will be posted so you can listen at your own convenience. Follow our Facebook page called Sharing the Hope. We welcome your comments and suggestions for future guests and topics. And we're very fortunate today to have as our guest Sasha Condis from the Hunterdon County Recovery Center. Welcome, Sasha.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So glad you're here.
Glad to be here.
So we're very fortunate that Jennifer and I both work with Sasha, this beautiful young woman who shares this radiant light in the office and is also the coordinator for the Recovery Center.
Yes, that is true.
So can you tell us what exactly a recovery center is?
Sure. A recovery center is, it's usually hosted or run by an agency, but it's peer coordinated. It's used as a space for people in recovery to bridge gaps, link up with services, have recreational space. We plan events for anyone that's interested. You know, we'll help refer them to different places if they express that they need more help. And we just try and offer emotional and social support to everybody that comes.
Maybe just to clarify, if there's anyone new who hasn't listened to us before, we're specifically talking about recovery from substance use disorder.
Yes, that's correct.
So can you share with us how you were introduced to the Recovery Center?
Yeah, sure. I myself am in recovery. I got sober when I was 20, so I have 3 years of abstinence from all drugs and alcohol.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And before I began working at the Hunterdon County Recovery Center, I was an attendee. And what really drew me to that place was that there was a lot of young people. And, you know, I was missing that in my own recovery, you know, like having a fun time and getting connected with people my own age and going to sober events and learning how to live sober. And when I realized that that's something I could consistently get from there, I kept going. And it's really, really helped me. And then I was hired by the agency, and now I have, I'm blessed with the opportunity to be a coordinator there.
And they're blessed to have you. And I'll just share that I also got sober when I was 21, and it's a terrifying thing to imagine living the rest of your life, even though we're supposed to stay in the day, but to imagine, oh my gosh, I'm 20, I'm 21 years old. I know there's some that are like 17 that go there, mm-hmm. and can't imagine, how am I going to live my life substance-free, and how am I going to have fun? I used to think my life is going to be, you know, church basements and diners.
Yeah, I completely agree. I've heard plenty of people share, like, I just realized I don't know what to do right now. Like, what do I do with myself? All I used to do was go to bars or, like, you know, like do drugs in my friends' basements. You know, like, I don't know my passions. I don't know how to have fun. So we really focus on that because, you know, I think that that's how you get to learn yourself and what you like to do and, like, the things that you value to do with your time. And, you know, people need help with that.
Well, I'm just wondering, Sasha, when you became sober at 20, was there something in your life that, was there something that, how did it happen? Was there a moment of clarity for you, or was there a certain event, or was it just a more of a gradual realization?
It was a gradual realization. You know, I got sober when I was still attending college, and for a long time it was, you know, this is the college experience. You know, everybody else is going out and doing terrible things and experiencing all of this pain, but it wasn't true. And that kept me back for a very long time. But I was dating somebody who was in recovery before I was, and, you know, he shared his own experience and, you know, the kind of help that he got, and I really, really related, and I realized that my behavior wasn't normal.
It's very hard to tell when you're in college.
It is. And, it really was.
There often isn't a lot of support. It's a very confusing time to come to that reckoning, I think.
Yeah.
So, well, congratulations again on the 3 years.
Thank you.
Did you go to any kind of treatment?
No, I never went to a treatment facility. I called a really good friend of mine who, she got sober when we were in high school, and asked her for help, and she started bringing me to 12-step meetings.
Very fortunate.
Yeah, I'm lucky.
I believe I might have met that person, too.
She's a sweetheart.
Mm. and did you find... Did you find then when you went to the 12-step meetings that there were other people your age? Or?
It really depends on the area. When I got sober, I was still at Rutgers, and they actually have a really amazing like sober living community. And so because I was at college and there was that offered there, I was able to meet quite a few young people while at Rutgers. But when I graduated and like left almost that kind of like bubble.
Right.
I realized that is not the case elsewhere, especially out in Hunterdon County. I've heard it a lot. Like, there's just not a lot of young people out here in recovery.
Which is why it's fabulous to have the recovery center.
Exactly.
Well, perhaps we should take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Sasha.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Welcome back to Sharing the Hope. I'm your host, Jennifer Denlinger, and my co-host is Rocky Schwartz. And we're here with Sasha Condes this morning, or this afternoon. We're family support coordinators with the Family Support Center of Hunterdon, and we have groups that meet monthly in Flemington. Our Flemington family group meets the first and third Wednesday evening of each month, and all family members of loved ones struggling with a substance use disorder are welcome to attend. Rocky, do you have a few other commercials for us this afternoon?
I do. Well, I just wanted to remind people that we also can meet with family members one-on-one. We can meet them in person at our office on Walter Ferran Boulevard. We can reach us 908-782-3909. We can also meet you in a coffee shop or in another place where you're more comfortable. We can talk with you on the phone and help provide that one-on-one support when someone is struggling with the pain and the isolation of having a loved one with substance use disorder that maybe is not fortunate enough to have discovered the recovery center. Right. The other commercial I have is, and it ties in with the recovery center, is I'm on the advisory committee for CARS, which is the Coalition for Addiction Recovery Support, and we're having our first conference at the College of New Jersey, TCNJ, September 28th from 10 to 3, and then we're having a rally for recovery. It will be the end of recovery month. I can put up the link or the flyer on the Facebook page, but it's called Recovery Ecosystems, and our objective is to create a full continuum of care and recovery support in all communities. So the Recovery Center is a classic example of there's a need. If people are newly sober, abstinent, clean, whatever we want to call it, or they've been in treatment and then they're discharged and just thrown back into their environment that doesn't feel very safe, a recovery center provides that kind of support. So this conference is going to be, how do we create these kinds of supports in our community to help provide safe places and to help people to not only attain recovery, but to maintain it and to thrive in recovery.
It's pretty exciting.
It's very exciting.
Yeah.
And we have a couple speakers from Washington, D.C. coming up. The rally's going to be really exciting. There's going to be live music. There's going to be a lot of people celebrating life in recovery and the joy in recovery.
Sounds like there's going to be a lot of fun, which is one of the topics we're going to talk about today.
Absolutely.
So we're speaking again with Sasha Condes from the Hunterdon County Recovery Center. And I'm wondering, Sasha, do you want to share contact info for folks who are interested in looking you up at the Recovery Center?
Sure. I think the best way to reach us would be through our Facebook page. It's the Recovery Community of Hunterdon County. And you can message us and will respond. I'm the page admin. It's on my phone. I get messages direct. So
it's on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you.
And what about, can you share with us when it's opened and where it's located?
Sure. It's open Wednesdays and Saturdays from 5 p.m. until, you know, like around 9:30 or 10 o'clock. It's at the Family Success Center at 87 Park Avenue. We share the space with them, so there's no signage or indication that, you know, this is a recovery center.
So to look for the Family Success Center signage. Perfect.
Speaking of that, are there benefits of being co-located with the Family Success Center? It's called the Harvest Family Success Center.
Oh, definitely, yeah. We've had times where we've had people that have needed help other than, you know, with their substance use disorder. You know, we've had, I can think of one person who was having, like, mental health problems. She needed more than just assistance with her recovery, and she needed, like, financial assistance. So she met with the person who runs Harvest Family Success Center and sat down with her, and she, you know, was helped with getting resources. She sat down and helped her make, like, a finance spreadsheet and stuff like that. And she confided in me after. It was, you know, not only was it helpful, but it was very calming for her that somebody, like, took that time.
The Family Success Center is staffed by some lovely people who are so eager to help no matter what kind of help or support somebody might need.
Definitely. Everyone who works there is amazing.
Yes.
And they provide a lot of services that people in our community take advantage of, but some of the other things that they could possibly do for someone at the recovery center is help link them to social services that are in the county.
Yeah, definitely.
Because they seem to know about every program and opportunity and some kind of financial relief that someone may need.
Oh, absolutely. Even yesterday when I was at the center, I caught someone that was working there because I know somebody in recovery that really needed help with a very specific, you know, issue outside of recovery. And I just flagged her down and I was like, hey, do you know anything about this or resources? And she sat down and just immediately wrote three things, gave them to me, and, you know, went home. It was really, really easy.
Yeah, and I know someone, several people actually, who are fairly young in recovery. I would say under 30, which I would say is very young.
Feels young to me nowadays, yes.
But, you know, struggling financially, in some cases single parents, trying very, very hard to live a sober life, and have been able to go to the Family Success Center, which is in the same location, and find out what kind of housing assistance there may be. Sometimes, I never even knew this, there's some opportunity to help with security deposits if someone needs that, because it's so expensive for someone to get started. So they have a lot of really good tools that people can access.
Yes, so absolutely.
I'm glad you're there to guide them.
Mm-hmm. They even like taking advantage of the stuff like Veggie Palooza.
Tell us about Veggie Palooza.
They host it every Wednesday afternoon, I believe, or in the morning into the afternoon. And I don't remember when it ends. It's sometime around September. Correct.
As long as there are fresh vegetables. Yes.
Yes. They take donations from local farms for fresh vegetables and fruits. And they have the Family Success Center open to give them away to families who need them or would really like them.
And the objective is for people that are struggling financially to be able to eat healthy food.
Yeah, healthy, fresh food. It gives the community as well, like businesses, like the farmers, the chance to, you know, give back and, like, support.
And I've heard the children have their own shopping bags.
They do. Right,
to try new vegetables, so that's pretty fun.
Rumor said that someone recently made kale smoothies to try to show everybody because they were overloaded with kale.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
I didn't hear about that,
yeah.
But I'm not surprised.
No. So, Veggie Palooza, one of the greatest names.
So, Sasha, when somebody comes to the recovery center at 5 o'clock on a Wednesday, what will they find when they walk in the door?
They find a space I've arranged to be very comfortable. I'm very particular about the lighting. you know, very, very comfortable. You know, we have a TV. I usually turn that on if asked, because I know some people need to talk. So I don't like to turn it on to, you know, feel like, to make people feel like they're like obligated to do that. Mm-hmm. But it's usually just me. And it's like the layout in general is just very cozy. Like there's couches, there's a kitchen, there's often like snacks, drinks provided by Harvest, that they can take for free. There's the conference room as well. Like we use that space if somebody needs to do like work on something. Like if I need to help somebody like look something over, or like an application, like we can like sit down in there and do it. So there's like also that sense of privacy.
Mm-hmm. It's very homey.
Yeah, it is very homey. Everyone says that that's what they love about it, you know.
And then there's actually a 12-step meeting later in the evening.
Yes, both Wednesday and Saturdays there are 12-step meetings. It's Alcoholics Anonymous from 8 p.m. and it goes until 9.
For both nights?
Yes, both nights.
And so, then people can sort of hang before and after.
Yep. We have people come, you know, there's sometimes people come right at 5 o'clock just because, you know, they're in crisis or really need to talk or just, you know, really need to get out of their house, sometimes away from their parents, or they're just feeling a little squirrely mm-hmm. and need someone to talk to. So people will come early to do that. People just kind of trickle in early as well just to hang out with their friends because people have made really good connections there. Mm-hmm. And they, you know, they take the opportunity to do that.
That's one of the most important things to maintaining recovery.
I agree.
Is having relationships like that.
Absolutely.
People that you feel accountable to.
Mm-hmm.
And too much downtime in the beginning.
Yes, that is
very
known.
Difficult. So mm-hmm. it's wonderful that they have a place to go hang out.
So can we talk about that a little bit?
Yeah.
What it's like to be newly sober and to be concerned. You mentioned this a little earlier, Sasha. So trying to figure out what to do with the time, how to have fun. I would think that would be tremendously challenging, especially for a younger person.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. When you're younger, it's like you're expected to be crazy and in your 20s and, oh, my gosh, what did I do the night before? You know, it's a really, really big expectation. And so what we try and do is we try and plan events or, you know, large and just casual that show people how to have fun, like all the different kinds of activities you can do. And, you know, some are big, some are small. All of them, you know, I try to incorporate recovery into it. So, like, for example, I'm planning goat yoga right now. I smile every time I say it because I'm so excited.
Yoga. Let's hear goat about the goat yoga. Yoga.
Like baby Nigerian dwarfs.
Ugh,
I
cute.
Know. Dwarf goats. Yes.
Nigerian dwarf goats. Yeah.
Nigerian dwarf goats.
Hard to say.
That I know. It's a mouthful. And you do yoga with them. It's like a specific type of yoga. I can't remember what it's called off the top of my head. But they'll like join you and climb on you. It's very therapeutic.
It just makes us smile thinking about it.
Yeah. I know. It's going to be a lot of fun. There's a lot of interest. But it's like an activity that's a lot of fun. It's different, you know. It's not like offered by, you know, a lot of people are like everywhere you go. It's not easily accessible. So, you know, we try and pick things that are unique. And there's that like mindfulness and meditation aspect of yoga, which can really help someone in their recovery and like help them to attain peace of mind. So it just kind of like puts it all together.
Right.
In a way.
So you're having some social time, you're mm-hmm. having cute little baby goats.
I know.
And then, and then taking with you some life skills mm-hmm. to help. So how is that funded for the goat yoga? Is that something that the recovery center will provide or will there be a cost involved?
Yeah, we try and get as much funded as we possibly can. Currently, there's not a ton of funding. But, you know, we work with Prevention Resources and, you know, they are always want to cover as much as they possibly can because they value the recovery center and they know that it's important. You know, it's not always possible to get everything covered all the time, but we try and keep costs as low as possible. You know, and we make sure that everybody can get a ride to where we're going. You know, we make sure that we can include as many people as we possibly can.
That's really wonderful.
So you mean goats are not going to be in the recovery center? They're going to be someplace else.
Unfortunately, there will be no goats on site.
Well, we have therapy dogs in the office. That's Why not goats?
There's always at least one dog at Prevention Resources.
It's the best part about working there.
Mm-hmm.
So I also heard about the camping trip. Let's hear about the camping trip.
Oh, yeah. We organized. It was really fun. People loved it. And we're planning on, you know, a lot of people asked me if we could do it next year, too. So I'm planning on doing it again. We went up to Stokes National Forest. I think it's up in Sussex County. It was pretty far.
Yeah.
But we ordered a couple, like, we wanted to get a group campsite, but they were all booked. So we ordered a few different campsites, and we camped for 2 days. And we did, you know, we did, like, all the normal camping stuff. Like, we hiked, we had fun. But, you know, I also planned it so that we offered morning meditations in the morning and a 12-step campfire meeting at night, like, after we would, like, grill and stuff, like, right after dinner. And, yeah, people loved it. A couple people were like, can we go again, like, before it gets cold? I was like, probably not, but I'd, like, love to hear the enthusiasm, you know?
But that is a great example of you don't have to go to a bar. You don't have to go to a party. It's not necessary to have a good time and have a lot of laughs.
Yeah, agreed. And the, you know, the camping trip and, like, the other bigger events, they're open to people that, you know, not just, like, current attendees. Like, I try and spread the word as much as possible, especially to the Rutgers sober community, because there's a lot of young people there that have really good time. You know, they work their recovery really well, and that's something I try and do, too, is, like, connect the people that come to our center with young people that have good recovery so that they can see that it works and that, like, you know, it's attainable and that they can have fun.
Like a mentorship.
Yeah.
That's a good strategy. Mm-hmm. And did you have some people who had never been camping before?
Yes. We had a couple people that had never been, and they were really, really happy.
They were. That's
yeah. They'd
great.
Wanted to go for a while and just, like, didn't know how to do that.
Yeah. And maybe some of them will go on their own now. So 12 steps and s'mores around the fire.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yes. Okay.
So I think we might take a break.
Would you like to take a break now?
And then we'll talk about some other activities.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And welcome back to Sharing the Hope. We're here every Thursday at 5 o'clock. We keep the shows on our Facebook Live page, so you can view them at any time at your convenience. We'd really appreciate any suggestions for other shows or any questions that you have. Anything else, Jennifer?
I think you have a couple of
more things. See? That's why I need you here.
In okay. your hand.
A couple of other... and one more thing. If you can like our page, it helps to spread the word about the show. And that would be very helpful. So I wanted to just share a couple other things that are happening in the community. Wednesday, August 28th at Raritan Valley Community College from 6 to 8:30 p.m., there's an overdose and suicide awareness vigil. The intention is to raise awareness of, you know, the significant impact that this has on our community, to join your community and to remember and honor those that we have lost.
What is the date on that again, Rocky, and the location?
Wednesday, August 28th, Raritan Valley Community College at the Conference Center, and it's from 6 to 8:30. Doors open at 6, and they will have speakers starting at 6:30. I know there's a lot of family members who have lost loved ones that would appreciate the support. And also, our prevention resources, we annually have a professional conference in the fall. It's really good. For anybody who needs continuing ed credits, you get 6 credits, breakfast and lunch. It's a pretty good deal. It's Friday, October 25th from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. also at Raritan Valley. And the title of this year's conference is We Hold the Key. And we can also put the registration information on our website. There were really good speakers last year.
Yeah, we had somebody from the CDC talking about vaping. Mm-hmm. It was very good.
But back to Sasha and sharing the hope. I love what you just said about that you are the coordinator, you helped to coordinate to help people that are fairly new in the recovery process to connect them to someone who is already leading a very productive life. You said a mm-hmm. lot of the students at Rutgers you try to connect them with. Can you share any stories about that?
I'm trying to think of this one specific time when we went to ECPODS, the Eastern Conference for Young People in AA. It's a conference specifically for young people. They'll do things like dances and, you know, like more appealing to young people, like sorts of activities. They also have lots of like recovery stuff too, like 12-step meetings.
Is that held in the same place every year?
No, it moves around from state to state. This year it was in New Jersey, so we were lucky. It's the first year it's ever been in New Jersey.
Is that right? Wow.
I think it's in Pittsburgh next year. That's not too far away.
Not too far away.
Yeah. So I remember there's this one girl that I know, or young woman that I know, who goes to the center, and she was still very early in recovery because this was back in March. She was really, really anxious to dance at like one of these dances.
Oh, I remember that.
I know. It was like a really big dance. It was very loud. There was lots of people. And like she had her group of people, but, you know, most people she didn't know. And she kept, you know, I kept like taking her hand and I was like, come dance. And she would for like a second. And she was super uncomfortable. You know, I had like tried my best and I thought maybe like somebody else can help her. So I found someone else that, you know, is our people from our center, and, you know, someone who I knew had more time and, like, had experience with this themselves. And I said, like, hey, you know, so-and-so is not doing too great right now. You know, it's making her really anxious to be here. Like, maybe you can go talk to her. Like, I tried, and she didn't, you know, seem to want to open up to me right now. And they did. And then I got tired because, you know, everyone tells me, oh, you're so young, but I feel like it's not the case anymore. I'm falling apart.
Oh,
I know. But I went up back upstairs because I was tired. And I got a text from another person in our group, like, oh my gosh, like so-and-so is like breakdancing right now. Like she is so like, you know, she looks so happy. Like, what did you say to her? You know, and that's like, that was the goal, you know, help her find. And she's very close with me, so I wanted to help her find like somebody else besides me too. Mm-hmm. You know, find someone that I know could help her. You know, another person that she knows she can go to and trust. And it's good for the other person too, because it's good for people with more time in recovery to help people with less time. You know, like everybody benefits from that kind of system. And we'll try to do things as well, like whenever we have, like for the 12-step meetings, one of them is like a speaker meeting, you know, when somebody comes in and they share their experience with substance use disorder, you know, like how they were able to get better and what their life is like today. And, you know, me and my co-coordinator, we intentionally go out and try and find people who got sober when they were young and like have time, you know, so that they can feel that kind of connection.
Mm. So you can share the hope with them.
Yeah.
That it is possible.
Yep, exactly.
And it's not boring.
I'd like to think so.
It doesn't sound boring.
And you can go back to school. You get your brains back, and you can work and be a contributing member of society.
And you have your whole life ahead of you. People would say that to me all the time. You know, you don't know how lucky you are. Like, you're 20. You didn't ruin your life. No. Like, you can do anything you want. And I really want to do as much as I can to help other people see that, too.
Oh, well, you're doing it.
Thank you.
You're in the right place. It's a real gift. No wonder you were exhausted. I mean, that does take a lot of energy.
Well,
and a
sure
lot of
it
work.
Does. Sure it does. You're thinking about other people. That's a lot of emotional energy, not just the physical energy.
Yeah.
But emotional energy takes its toll for sure. So, well, maybe Rocky, you're thinking the same thing. But I'm thinking of the young woman who was hesitant to dance, and I'm assuming social anxiety maybe or... Are you thinking about social anxiety?
I am.
Too?
I'm thinking of how many people struggle with that, and if they feel safe sharing that with you. And it's kind of practicing when you're in these settings, practicing how to look and feel whatever normal is.
Oh, exactly. There are so many people with social anxiety. I had like the most overwhelming, awful social anxiety ever when I first got in. And if it weren't for other people, like forcing me to talk to people, you know, I probably wouldn't have been able to do it on my own. And I like to remember that, you know, and help other people to connect.
So it was modeled for you,
mm-hmm.
and now you're helping others and modeling for others.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Did you feel like that when you were younger?
Like before?
Like anxious?
Oh, yeah.
Socially anxious?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's a hard thing to deal with, you know? You need help.
Yeah, and I've heard people who've, you know, found that using drugs and alcohol can sometimes help you get through that for a while.
Oh, yeah.
And then we take it away, and sometimes that anxiety seems and feels like it gets worse before it gets better.
Probably just like not knowing how to have fun. All of those things that were masked by using or drinking are right back in our faces when we stop, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. That was completely my experience.
Can you talk a little bit more? You mentioned the conference.
Mm-hmm.
Eastern, what was it again?
Conference for Young People in AA.
Okay. That was in Atlantic City.
Mm-hmm.
How did that work with people from the recovery center? I mean...
Well, first we went to Prevention Resources, and we asked, like, how much of it could be covered because, you know, again, we like to cover as much as we can because not everyone is in the best financial standing. So we were really lucky. We got the tickets covered. And most of the hotel rooms, I believe there was a tiny bit of an expense left over. I think it was maybe, like, $30 or something like that.
Well, that's amazing.
Yeah, no, it was. Without it, it would have been well over, like, $200. for all of that. And me and my coworker, it was a lot to coordinate, but we did, and we did it with a smile on our face. You know, we made sure everybody had a ride down there, that everybody was comfortable with room assignments. We did that in private because we know that people can get upset, like, why aren't I with this person and stuff like that. So, like, we made sure to put thought into, like, who is with who and, like, if that would work. And, you know, we just kind of, we tried to, like, draw out, like, a rough plan that made everything as easy as possible for everybody. And I think it was successful. I didn't hear of any problems from anyone. I only heard gratitude. So I was really happy with how it turned out.
Sasha, I'm watching and listening, and you're a very nurturing soul.
Mm. Thank you.
Very nurturing and very thoughtful.
Thank
because
you.
A lot of people would just say, okay, well, we got these rooms, you know.
Yeah.
You're thinking about personalities. And not only that, providing a private safe space to talk about these choices. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
And do they have speakers and things like that at these conventions?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They have, they'll have, like, traditional 12-step meetings with speakers. They'll have, like, small individual workshops. And it was great. The workshops were very catered towards young people. Like, one of the ones that I stopped at was, like, how to go to music festivals, like, safe and sober.
Wow.
And, like, concerts fabulous. And stuff like that. Like, you know, like, how to keep yourself accountable. Like,
gosh, everybody should have that. Not just young people in recovery. How about everybody and young people mm-hmm. who are just starting to go to concerts? That's pretty fantastic.
That is fantastic and way out yeah. of the box. Not what I would have expected of a workshop. I would have thought, okay, meditation.
Yeah, they had ones like that too. Mm-hmm. You know, it was a really good mix, but they made the target audience for young people, which was really good.
So do you have some tips on how do you go to concerts and music and festivals?
How you go to concerts? I'd say, I'm laughing because this is, I went because it's a really big passion of mine.
Me too.
Yeah, I like lived at concerts while I was using, and one of my worst fears was having that taken away from me, mm-hmm. you know, because I wouldn't be able to handle it and stuff. But I would say the most important thing is don't go till you're ready. And I think that goes across the board with any activity where there's substances. And accountability. Go with somebody else who's sober mm-hmm. or go with, you know, someone who might not be sober but that you know understands and respects your recovery.
And maybe an exit plan.
Yeah, exit plan, definitely.
Yeah.
You just read my mind. As you always do.
That's what we do. Plus, we're moms. But yeah. I can see all that would be very valuable.
But I do remember that. I mean, I'm also a person in recovery, and I remember thinking, like, will I ever be able to experience live music again?
Yeah.
And one of the most remarkable things is to go to concerts and be able to remember what they played the night before.
I know. It was fantastic. I remember, I always say the best concert I ever went to, I remember it vividly, I had so much fun, was the first sober concert that I went to. Because I was, like, listening wow. to the music. Mm. Like, I was actually there for
the right reason.
For the right reason, yeah.
And you were
exactly.
present.
Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful. I know with the that committee in the state, a lot of young people worked very, very hard to have the conference in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
There was a couple of years of lobbying that went on behind the scenes. It's true.
Oh, I believe it.
Yeah.
I believe it.
So there's a lot of opportunities for young people to get involved in.
Oh, yeah. I was pushing. Not like pushing, but I'm encouraging certain members of the center to join because I knew it would be good for them. Mm-hmm. You know, as soon as someone expressed interest, I was like, do it, you know, kept them accountable to that. And we have a couple people that are involved now.
That's because really they went to the conference.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's excellent.
That's mm-hmm. great.
And that introduces them to more people who may be able to mentor them.
Yes.
A whole other community.
The ripple effect.
Yeah.
Well, how about this beach trip? I want to hear about the beach trip.
You look so excited.
Everything's so fun.
Yeah, and this, I don't know, the beach trip was a really good reflection of, you know, success in what I'm trying to achieve, like, when I create this space. We went to the beach, there was a small group of us. It was pretty casual. And afterwards, one of the people that went with us shared that this was the most fun he had had in a very long time, and that this was the first time he'd ever been to the beach sober. Every time he'd ever gone, he was drunk or high or, you know, under the influence of something, and that he felt like, you know, he was laying there and he noticed like the different shapes in the clouds, and he was able to like notice planes flying overhead and like appreciate the conversations he was having, and that, you know, that memory was really, really special to him.
Well, that's beautiful.
Yeah, it was. I was so happy. I had like the biggest smile. I was like, I'm so happy that you're this happy. You know, it really, really, I don't know. That kind of stuff is what motivates.
The beach is such a great place where all of your senses can be engaged,
mm-hmm.
right? The smell of the ocean and hearing mm-hmm. the seagulls and the planes and looking at the clouds. So to be present to all of that feeds right into the attitude that we've talked about here of gratitude and,
mm-hmm.
and being here mindful. That's awesome.
And was there a way that you were able to weave recovery into the day?
Into the beach trip?
Yeah,
we stopped at a 12-step meeting on the way home. I also try and weave recovery into certain activities, but not into others, because, you know, like, yes, we're always working on a recovery, but not everything we do has to be related to recovery.
Mm-hmm.
So we also do things like, you know, like we'll go to the movies together as a group, and we'll just quickly type in Facebook and text some people, you know, whose numbers we have, like, hey, we're going to go as a group tonight. Like, anybody want to come? And if people want to show up, they can.
Yeah, so I was thinking about that. So if anybody's listening and they're interested, all they have to do is check your Facebook page, and mm-hmm. you'll be promoting any activities that are coming up again.
Yes.
Do you want to share one more time about the Facebook page and how they can contact you?
Yeah, it's the Recovery Community of Hunterdon County. It doesn't match the Hunterdon County Recovery Center because it wasn't available to use, and you can just click message, and I admin the page, so the messages get pushed straight to my phone or my computer. It's really easy to reach us.
That's wonderful. And the location again in Flemington?
87 Park Avenue. It's at the Harvest Family Success Center. So that's the signage you will see when you're trying to locate the building.
Okay. And you open on Wednesday and Saturdays at 5 p.m.
Yes.
And I want to point out that it is a little confusing because it's not a really a traditional office building. It's not a house, so it's sometimes people get a little confused when they're looking for it. It's condos.
Yes, I got really confused the first time I looked for it.
Yes.
I remember that.
Yes.
And people often walk in and just kind of look around like this.
Yeah, they're
go, oh my gosh, like this looks like a house.
They're office condos, and they actually it's right near the courthouse.
Yes,
right in the center of town.
Mm-hmm.
But that's part of the welcoming nature of it, to walk in and it does feel home-like.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, that's something we always hear from people when they first come, is that like, wow, this feels like a house, and we love hearing that.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of thought put into that,
mm-hmm.
right? Even you talked about the lighting.
Lighting is so important.
Should we take one last break?
Just a quick one, please.
Okay, we will take a very quick break and be right back with Sasha.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
Welcome back to Sharing the Hope. My name is Rocky, and I'm with my co-host Jennifer, and we're having a lovely conversation with the beautiful young Sasha, who is the coordinator at the Recovery Center here in Flemington. And I just realized people could also call our office, 908-782-3909, if they have any questions or if they're not on Facebook. I thought you just triggered a memory for me when we talked about when you walk in and it feels so warm and cozy. One of the great experiences I had there was last Christmas. You hosted something that's called, in some circles, it's called an alkathon. It's a whole day of self-help meetings. Mm-hmm. I could share my experience, but I want to hear from you what your thoughts are and if we're going to do that for any other holidays.
Yeah, it's very, very important to keep spaces like the Recovery Center open during holidays because holidays are really tough for a lot of people. A lot of people aren't on speaking terms with their family or don't have much family. There's a lot of drinking around the holidays. So it's a period of time where it's known that people relapse during that time period. So on Christmas, we kept the doors open all day with just 12-step meetings and just space to hang out as well, in between those meetings, like TV on, just a space for people to connect and talk and not feel alone on the holidays.
So I was there. I can speak as just a participant. Mm-hmm. Number one, there was unlimited amounts of lasagna and other Italian food catered from a restaurant, which was fabulous.
Oh, wow.
There was also an all recovery meeting. There was a meeting for an hour and then a break for an hour.
What's an all-recovery meeting, Rocky?
So an all-recovery meeting is a peer support meeting that is inclusive of anyone, frankly, family members, someone who is in recovery, seeking recovery, and they want an alternate path in the traditional 12-step.
Okay.
Yes. So I met people from Somerset County, Warren County, Hunterdon County. People came from all over.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of fellowship in the living room. Then it overflowed into the conference room. People would go back and eat for a second time.
Mm-hmm.
Then the desserts came out. And it was wonderful because there were a lot of people that were alone on the holidays. A lot of people are triggered by sad memories or they have expectations and then they get let down. And a lot of families are not supportive in terms of they're not willing to not drink during the holidays. So it's very difficult sometimes. So it was wonderful and welcoming.
Yeah.
And probably kept people sober that day.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's what I was thinking when you were speaking. It's I wonder how many of those people would have relapsed or come close to, without that kind of space.
Mm-hmm.
And, we're planning on doing that again this year, and we're also planning on something for Thanksgiving as well.
You are?
Yeah. See, I'm just smiling talking about it. It's so lovely.
You just lit up.
We're trying to do a Thanksgiving potluck dinner for people at the center to come. Bring whatever you can. If you can't bring anything, you're more important than the food.
That's fabulous.
And just to sit down together as a group of sober people and eat and enjoy each other's company.
And I imagine on Thanksgiving Day, people would probably be talking about gratitude.
Yes.
Right?
We love gratitude.
We do.
Rocky, we're almost out of time. Do you have one last question for Sasha?
Well, I think we both talked about beforehand, Jennifer and I did, about, what would the recovery center look like in a perfect world and what are your dreams and goals for it?
In a perfect world, the recovery center would have more space, just to expand the types of things that we can offer on site, because we offer a lot of things, but a lot of it is off-site things, and it would be really great to see what we could do with a building. But other than that, just seeing it expand as a community, seeing more people join, that's always an awesome thing. You know, we have been getting bigger lately, so I feel like that dream's coming true slowly.
I would think to have more open hours at some point.
Yeah,
would
more
be lovely
open hours too. That would come with having, you know, the own space and stuff like that.
Sasha, it's been a pleasure talking with you today. Your face lights up. This is clearly a passion of yours, and we're so lucky at Prevention Resources to have you with us and coordinating at the Recovery Center.
Yeah.
So that's going to wrap it up for us today. We'll be here next Thursday. You can look us up on our Facebook page, Sharing the Hope, and see the streaming of the show at any time. And please, if you like our show on Facebook, thumbs up. It helps spread the word to help others, too. Thank you so much for spending time with us today. Thank you, Rocky. And thank you,
Jennifer.
Sasha, for sharing the hope.
Thank you, Sasha. It
was thank
wonderful.
You for having me.
Have a good week, everyone.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.